Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We welcome in Predator centerman Matt Duchesne, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing wonderful and hope you are as well. Matt, I want to start with the news of the week this week. I know that college basketball is not very big in Canada, but have you adopted filling out a bracket in your time here in the United States? Like, is that something that you and the guys do? I know you're heavily involved in fantasy football and fantasy baseball. Shea Weber was a notorious fantasy baseball player. Are you a big bracket guy?
Yeah, I like it. Honestly, I like watching sports and betting on sports and stuff like that. I have fun with my buddies doing that. And yeah, we've actually, bracket's pretty big back home. We don't really watch. I'll be honest, I can't sit through a basketball game of really any kind if it's regular season, unless I'm there at the game, whether it's NBA or NCAA. It's not for me. But playoff basketball is another thing. And obviously a few years ago when the Raptors won back home, that was huge. One of the biggest sports parades ever after that. So it's definitely growing in Canada. We're getting some big players coming out of Canada for basketball. And yeah, the NCAA tournament is one of the best sporting events of the year because it's just anything can happen. So one game showdown that's in and a bunch of kids playing. You never know.
No doubt. So Matt, how are you doing? What can you tell us about your condition at this point? Things getting better?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm skating, pretty much full out right now, and there's still some little things that you can't mimic, that would hold me back from playing a game quite yet, but I'm on pace for, beat my timeline, so I'm hoping that's the case, and hoping that when the boys get back, I'm pretty close to returning, so yeah, it's nice to be able to skate and still kind of, be able to stay in shape that way. So I was only off the ice for about a week, and which was good, and it's come back pretty quick. And I got a couple guys I'm skating with. Unfortunately for them, they're back here with me as well, injured. But it's nice to have some guys to compete with, and we're doing little competitions and stuff, and keeping the intensity high.
Well, great news on that front, Matt. And speaking of your teammates, what have you thought of the way that the guys are playing as of late on a really long road trip right now? A big win the other day against the Tampa Bay Lightning in a game where, Yarncroke has 4 points. You win 4-1 down in Tampa Bay, a really tough place to play, a really tough team to play against. What do you think about the way the guys are playing right now?
Yeah, I think that was a strong game for us. Obviously, nice to see the guys, put up some goals, and Pex played awesome, and right now, obviously, with all the injuries, it's tough, and I checked in with a couple of the guys just to see how things are going. It sucks being back, away, like back here and not with the guys, and you lose a vibe of what's going on with the team. I think that's kind of the hardest part about being injured, is that you just kind of feel like you've lost touch with what's going on inside the room and on the ice. And but I've kept in touch with guys and kind of know what's going on. And I know they're battling hard right now, and it hasn't been an easy year, and all around, and guys are, the last thing I heard was that guys are still dialed right in, and there's no let up. So guys are working hard every night. That's been something that's been a given this year. It hasn't been a work ethic thing. When we have faltered, it's been it's been other things, but it's taking Tampa Bay down and kind of slaying that dragon. It's great for us. We got them twice more this year, and the second half of the season here, because I think last game was the first game of the second half. We gotta put some wins together. That's the bottom line, and that fourth spot is up for grabs in the division, and I believe in this group and think we can get it.
So Matt, a lot of young guys, of course, playing, is injuries making that even more necessary. I know that we've talked a lot about Ellie Tolvanen, but I'm just wondering what your view is of, you know, the Trenin-Olivier combination. I mean, that was obviously, you know, they started on that line last game, kind of set a tone, bring a certain edge to them, physicality. What do you think of those two together and individually?
Yeah, I think they're both guys that aren't, you know, just they bring more than just physicality and grit. I mean, Trenin, obviously, the first game in Tampa made some awesome plays. I mean, the guy's got some skill for sure. Olivier too. I think he's got some underrated ability. He sees the ice well, makes some good plays. I think the big thing is that when they're on the fourth line and that's their role for that night, they accept it and they play that way. And a guy like Olivier, I think he's such a prototypical, you know, present day fourth line player. I think he's fast, he's strong. He can do everything. And, I think that, you know, he accepts what his job is. I mean, he fights, he'll do what it takes to play that role. And, it's harder and harder to find guys that are good in that position nowadays. So, those guys are doing a heck of a job and they definitely bring momentum, when they're out there together.
Predator centerman Matt Duchene on with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, obviously this time of the year, especially in the media, rumors start to swirl around about the trades and the deadline coming up in the first couple of weeks of April. I'm curious, as a player, when you know that, you know, social media is what it is and you can't really escape it nowadays, how do you guys as players go about dealing with trade rumors that are out there on a yearly basis, and is it easy to ignore, difficult to ignore? How do you guys go about doing that?
Well, I think I don't read anything, that's for sure, because there's not much that's out there that's relevant and legitimate. That's one thing I've learned over the years, is there's a lot of smoke and not a lot of fire a lot of the time, so you stay away from that. Obviously, it's stressful for guys. I mean, guys have different family situations, and guys obviously have homes here or wherever in the league. And so I think it's a stressful time. I mean, for a lot of people, especially if you are somebody that has an idea that you might be moved and whatever. But, you know, it's part of the business, and, you know, we get paid a lot of money to do what we do. Which is a blessing, and we're lucky to as a privilege, and you know, I think that's just kind of part of the business. So at the end of the day, you got to remind yourself sometimes that this is a business, and we're kind of just pieces of meat out there a lot of the time. So you know, it's kind of just nature of the beast.
Yeah, I've always wondered too, Matt, like internally, because, you know, you like you said, you don't read things. Some guys can shelter themselves in that stuff. I think it's probably more difficult today than it ever was. But, like, what about, you know, even picking the brain of management if things like that are coming along? Is that something that you've ever done or that you've heard of in terms of, like, okay, I'm hearing all this stuff, like, what's the deal? Or is it just sort of like, management's over here, players are over here, see what happens?
A bit of both. When I was in Ottawa, and I knew I was getting traded because I just didn't want to stay there long term. I just felt that that team was rebuilding. It was going to be a while before they had a chance to win. The GM and I actually the whole time there had worked very closely together, and he knew, you know, kind of where I wanted to end up and being here actually. So yeah, I know he was trying to make a deal that deadline for me to come here, and I ended up going to Columbus, which was a great experience for me. But that whole situation, I was very involved with, and I knew kind of what's going on. When I was in Colorado, there was a few years before I ended up leaving, there was some trade rumors going around, and I remember sitting down with Joe Sakic. I think he grabbed me and sat down and said, "Hey, I'm not. This is just a bunch of, you know, smoke, I guess." And Joe and I always had an awesome relationship, and all the way up till the end. So I've kind of had it both ways, and you know, it's nice to when, you know, the GMs take the time to say, "Hey, you're good. Don't worry, I'm not moving you." That's always nice to hear. Obviously, it sometimes stuff comes up where it's like, you know, there's a crazy offer, and where they have to kind of, at that point, kind of go back on what they said. But just to know that they're not shopping you around is always nice to hear. And or, you know, if they are, you know, what to know what's going on, so you're not blindsided, is obviously a nice thing as well. So I think definitely players want to know what's going on. I mean, just especially guys with families. I mean, it's so hard on the wives, I think, more than anything, because they have to uproot everything. And a lot of time, they're, especially when it happens during the season, they're in charge of the whole move. You know, I when I got traded from Ottawa to Columbus, it was my wife packed up the house in like a day. And like, we didn't have a ton of our like our belongings with us in Ottawa because we were there for a short time. But we still had a house in Denver where we had all our furniture and all that stuff, but we still had a lot of stuff to pack up. So it's a lot on them. And you know, it that's the part of, you know, pro sports that, you know, maybe the media or you know, the fans have no idea about. Is, you know, it's exactly the same as normal as everyone else in the world, where it's like you have your family dynamic and our wives back home are just, there's a lot on them when we go on the road and for 2 weeks and they're at home with two kids grinding away. So, you know, trade deadline can be stressful on a lot of people because of those reasons.
Yep, well said. Predator centerman Matt Duchene has been our guest, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, appreciate you so much taking time to join us this week. Happy to see that you're recovering, and hope to see you back on the ice as soon as possible.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Matt Duchene joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road, Wednesdays at 8:45. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Duchene had to say there and get back into the Tennessee Titans as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.